Our Fran! Look there! It's a mole! Anne was on her feet, standing watching the dark, unconscious beast. Frances frowned with anxiety.
It doesn't run off, does it?
Said the young girl softly. Then she stealthily approached the creature. The mole paddled fumblingly away. In an instant, Anne put her foot upon it, not too heavily. Frances could see the struggling, swimming movement of the little pink hands of the brute, the twisting and twitching of its pointed nose as it wrestled under the sole of the boot.
It does wriggle, said the bonny girl,
knitting her brows in a frown at the eerie sensation. Then she bent down to look at her trap. Frances could now see, beyond the edge of the boot sole, frantic rowing of the flat pink hands. Kill the thing, she said, turning away her face.
Oh, I'm not, laughed Anne, shrinking. You can if you like.
I don't like, said Frances with quiet intensity. After several dabbing attempts, Anne succeeded in picking up the little animal by the scruff of its neck. It threw back its head, flung its long blind snout from side to side, the mouth open in a peculiar oblong, with tiny pinkish teeth at the edge. The blind, frantic mouth gaped and writhed. The body, heavy and clumsy, hung scarcely moving.
Isn't it a snappy little thing? Observed Anne, twisting to avoid the teeth.
What are you going to do with it? Asked Frances sharply.
It's got to be killed. Look at the damage they do.
I shall take it home and let Dada or somebody kill it. I'm not going to let it go.
She swaddled the creature clumsily in her pocket handkerchief and sat down beside her sister. There was an interval of silence, during which Anne combated the efforts of the mole.
You've not had much to say about Jimmy this time. Did you see him often in Liverpool?
Anne asked suddenly.
Once or twice, replied Frances,
giving no sign of how the question troubled her.
And aren't you sweet on him any more, then?
I should think I'm not, seeing that he's engaged.
Engaged? Jimmy Barras? Well, of all things, I never thought he'd get engaged.
Why not? He's as much right as anybody else, snapped Frances. Anne was fumbling with the mole.
Up and so, she said at length. But I never thought Jimmy would, though.
Why not? Snapped Frances.
I don't know. Oh, this blessed mole, it'll not keep still. Who's he got engaged to?
How should I know?
I thought you'd ask him. You've known him long enough. I should think he'd thought he'd get engaged now he's a doctor of chemistry.
Frances laughed in spite of herself. What's that got to do with it? She asked.
I'm sure it's got a lot. He'll want to feel somebody now, so he's got engaged. Hey, stop it! Go in!
But at this juncture, the mole almost succeeded in wriggling clear. It wrestled and twisted frantically, waved its pointed blind head, its mouth standing open like a little shaft, its big wrinkled hands spread out.
Go in with you!
Urged Anne, poking the little creature with her forefinger, trying to get it back into the handkerchief. Suddenly, the mouth turned like a spark on her finger.
Oh!
She cried.
It's bit me!